Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I guess Ian Begley mentioned something about that it's not definite yet that Tibbs is coming back. I would be stunned. I think the Knicks should keep Tom Thibodeau, but we had that conversation a little bit yesterday. One thing that we didn't talk about was the report from Shams Charania, is that how you say his name?
I was messing up.
Shams, whatever.
I just say Shams.
You say Shams or Shams?
I say Shams.
Shams, he had the report that the Knicks would, quote, be in the market for a landmark player.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what that means exactly, but it doesn't seem like a fringe player, an ancillary player. Landmark is a pretty big deal, and then everybody goes right to Giannis, potentially, where some trade rumors have been around him. You got KD, who's out there.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on Shams' report about the Knicks getting a landmark player?
Well, I think they're going to have to if they want to win a championship because, as I said yesterday, I don't think they're going to win with this group. Even if they bring in a really good reserve, there's just too many. Not to reset all the takes from yesterday, I'm not going to do that. If you guys missed anything, free Odyssey app. I'm down on this team. It was not a success to me. I will reset this quickly because I saw it with my own eyes, and I truly do not believe that this group, that this roster will do the things necessary to get better at their deficiencies because I think they're physically incapable of it. Towns is slow and Brunson is small and slow, and that's a problem defensively, and that's not going to get fixed unless you make a trade. All right, so the way you get a landmark player is not by trading Deuce and whatever first-round equity they have left, which is not a ton. They got a couple, but maybe one other player. You're probably going to have to try to reroute Karl Anthony Towns, or maybe one of the wings here. And maybe one of the wings is Bridges over OG because he's got an expiring contract that has a lot of value in the NBA, particularly for a team like the Milwaukee Bucks who are trying to get away from the money for Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I do believe that Tom Thibodeau will be back, to your point. I believe that, all right? And I also believe that they will have their big gaff out. And if you fish, you know what the gaff is. Get the gaff. The best thing you can hear on a boat is get the gaff. That means
when
I'm telling you, that means when you hook a big fish and you're worried that the line might break, so you get this long spear and snap it in the side of the fish and pull them into the boat. And that's what the Knicks are going to try to do with a star.
And you'd rather Giannis than you want anything different than what they have currently?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I want something that I believe is more effective and more compatible.
You have any interest in KD at this point?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I do.
Like, I'd love KD to come in.
Play with these guys.
Yeah, exactly right. With this group.
Yes, I would too. But one of the stories that I don't know if it was from Shams or somebody else, one of the thoughts is that the Suns could have interest in Karl Anthony Towns because, as we know, Kat and Booker were boys at Kentucky, very tight, very good friends, good relationship. They like playing with each other, and Devin would be amenable to it again. So maybe Phoenix is willing to take Towns. And then ship Durant here, which I don't know how that really makes the Knicks better unless you get another.
Well, they have to go get.
Then they got to get more. Yeah. I mean, well, you simply got to get more. Well, I mean, Durant's 38 years old.
I know. I do think it makes the Knicks better as far as the. Look, my biggest thing with Karl Anthony Towns, the reason why I loved him is a big that could stretch the floor and shoot threes. They didn't even use him that way. So Durant, would kind of fit that, and that you could use him on the perimeter. Obviously, a guy that's a lights-out shooter. Then you worry about him staying healthy throughout the course of the year. There's a lot of things there, but he would at least be able to maintain or improve on the outside shooting that you were supposed to get with Karl Anthony Towns. Now you'd have to make up for losing the center, and I think the Knicks could find a body that can be a serviceable backup center to complement Mitchell Robinson that can have a more well-rounded game than Karl Anthony Towns. Not be an all-NBA team, third-team all-NBA, or an all-star necessarily, but trade off to where you get Durant plus somebody else to make up for Karl Anthony Towns' loss. I would prefer that. I think Kat's the problem. He's a losing player. I agree with Gio that he's a losing player. We talked about that yesterday.
100%, he's a losing player.
And I like Carl.
He's a losing player in the biggest moments.
Yeah.
He's not a losing player night to night against teams that are average. But his flaws are so built in and so non-correctable that he ultimately will go down as a losing player.
He's,
I agree.
He's one of the more talented big men that the league has ever seen. He can shoot the lights out. The Knicks either didn't use him right or he couldn't be used right. And then when they did try to use him and focus through him, his game down low and attacking the rim drives me to a point where I can't trust it in the postseason. That's my biggest issue with him. I was calling him Tough Bucket Towns early in the year.
Yeah, you were.
In the regular.
You were.
Well, I like him. I still like Karl Anthony Towns. I think he's almost too nice. That was the criticism that we gave him in the regular season. So I like his mentality. I like his regular season game. What they were trying to do with him in the postseason didn't work. So you either have two options. One, move on from him and bring in somebody else or some other players. Number two, use him more on the perimeter where I think he could excel in the postseason.
Okay, but if he's on the perimeter, then what's Jalen Brunson doing? That's the redundancy incompatibility.
Brunson's still doing his thing. Having Kat on the perimeter would involve more ball movement.
Yeah, if he could set screens, I'd say go for it. He's a horrible screener. Yeah,
well, I mean, you can't do...
Yeah, I don't know. You know that. To me, I said Kat or Tibbs. Somebody's got to go, and I would strip out Kat.
I don't know if there's a way to do that.
He's slow and he's sloppy.
If you had to identify a problem that you had to correct now, I'm all for running it back one more year and seeing, you know, with other minimal changes here, adding to this and seeing if Tibbs can make something different of it, make even more of it next season. I'm all for that. And I'm not quick to just give up on a star talent like Karl Anthony Towns. Obviously, it'd have to be the right trade. You're not just going to dump him and try to build with lesser talent. You want to keep that talent. But if you could change that talent for a piece that fits better, fine. If you had to make one move that was proactive, saying, okay, well, I know this isn't going to work definitively, that to me would be the one. I'm not changing the coach. I'm not changing anything else. I don't think Bridges is enough of an impact to warrant moving. I think Kat would be the one. I want to either change the way they're using him or just decide to exchange him for another player of that caliber.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I understand that because you're not going to get him to change. Like, listen, this is where I think it's very foolhardy. If you tell me, as you just did, and I understand this, that you want the Knicks to deploy him differently next year. That is very different than saying, I need Carl Anthony Towns to come back as a killer.
He'll never do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And a more polished low post scorer without the elbows and the groin shots and, you know, just flailing away at the rim and throwing bricks off the backboard and not getting calls and complaining when those calls aren't there. That's not going to change. That is unfortunately baked into a lot of good skill. And I think a lot of good personal characteristics. I think he's well liked. I don't think he's an issue. Now, I know the report about there were some frustrations from a defensive perspective. I don't think that there's a personality trait that is off putting to the rest of his teammate. But let's get back to Durant for a second.
Yeah.
How many points do you think he averages past year?
I have no idea. Let's take a guess. 20?
27.
Wow.
I did not realize it. I'm going to call myself out.
How many games did he play?
He played 62. All right. And last year, he played 75 out of 82 for Phoenix, and he averaged 27, top 10 in the MVP. This year, he's still shot 53% overall, 43% from three.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they need.
84% from the stripe, and he averaged 27 a game.
All right, so when you say landmark player, Giannis, KD, anybody else?
I mean, I would say Booker, but it seems like they're looking to add Booker rather than subtract Booker.
And then if you had to make one move, remember, we're talking about championship window right now.
Yep.
Would you do Towns for Giannis, let's say, in a trade that involved Towns for Giannis?
Uh-huh.
Or would you do Towns for KD?
I would do Towns for Giannis.
Wow.
Because I don't think the Bucks would. I'm just answering. Right. I'm answering your question.
Yeah. Obviously, picks and all that other nonsense would be involved.
For sure. Maybe McBride, which I don't want to do, but maybe. I think that I could just already see the two-way game with Brunson and Giannis. I think there's a great compliment there. The screens, the rolls, the alley-oops, I could see that really working well.
I know the age is such a huge factor here, but I'm looking at it in a short window.
Yep.
I want Durant. And I don't even like Durant. Like, you know, all the time with it, I wanted him.
Remember the beef that he had with me with that tweet?
I remember you mentioned that. You got into it with him a little bit. When he was in OKC, I loved
me
Kevin
too.
Durant. Once he went to the Warriors, I lost respect for him. Not that he cares about that, because he doesn't, although he is sensitive on social media. But and then the Nets, that whole thing with Durant. But I think he would be as close to the perfect fit and complement to this team as possible. They need a shooter, and he's a much more efficient, better player than Carl Anthony Towns. You're getting a shooter with size who can stretch the floor. He could score multiple ways. I think you'd be removing Carl Anthony Towns and exchanging him for a better fit.
But also a hard defender.
Yeah, all right. But still, I don't think that's the biggest issue with Cat. It was a big problem, but the bigger issue is that he wasn't making up for it on the offensive end consistently enough in the postseason.
Yeah, but even if he's a little bit better offensively and they use him better, to your point, he takes some more threes, his defense is not sustainable.
But Giannis can't score. He can't shoot.
But at least he's an athlete. At least if you get him in Tom Thibodeau's system, like, he'll be able to show and then retreat. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns, he is just he's a fire hydrant. He cannot move.
You take either of those two over Carl Anthony Towns? Let's say Giannis didn't happen. It couldn't happen. Would you make the move?
I don't know if I would do Durant for Cat straight up. And that's even with all my criticisms and reservations about Carl. I see. The other thing too, though, you're going to have to give up a lot more to get Giannis than you're going to have to give up. So that's more appealing
more
to me.
Yeah.
So you keep more roster continuity and bring in Durant. I like that. Now, if the T-Wolves, if Phoenix wants Carl for Durant, I need another piece for that. I don't really see how that fully solved. They're not champions at that point, and that's the goal. So you need more moves.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to some of the calls here on the Mets, BT. Mark is in Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Not a fair question to ask a caller who they like better, BT or Sal. That's like asking who's your favorite kid.
Yeah.
You can't answer that.
So, BT, who is your favorite kid?
Depends on the day. Depends on the hour.
Yeah.
Right, Two points, Mark. On the Mets. One of the great advantages Soto brings is the Mets attendance has exploded, and a lot of those ticket sales are from him coming to the Mets. I had more calls from friends and business people to go see Soto. They didn't even call me to say, let's go see the Mets. It was like, we got to go see Soto. And I must have gotten 10, 12 calls when they signed them as against the one or two I usually get. So you see the attendance. That's a big thing with Cohn and more money spent on players.
Mark, he said it. And he needed, honestly, Met fans needed to reward his how proactive he is for the team. I mean, last year they were 17th or 18th, and I'm looking. I remember that. I think they were 17th or 18th. This year, I know for a fact they're inside the top three or four. They're five, and they're averaging 38 people at home.
What do we got? Give me the top five.
All right, the top five. The Dodgers. They also have a bigger stadium. Yeah, okay. All right, so the Dodgers are one. The Yankees are two. The Padres are three. Phillies are four. Mets are five. And then the Braves
are total?
Six. Yeah, well, that is at home. Now, there's also a little uptick when the Mets play on the road, much like when the Yankees will play on the road with Judge or A-Rod or Reggie. You know, more people go because the star power visitors coming in. But no, Mets fans have absolutely responded to the, not the threat, but the challenge by the owner at the start of the season. Hey, I'm doing, now he was humble in it, but I could say this for him. Hey, I'm doing everything that I could possibly. I'm going to build Mets Land or Mets World, whatever the hell it's going to be called. I've retired numbers that you've been calling for. I've gotten away from some of the Brooklyn Dodgers stuff that drove you nuts. The food is top shelf. We've changed the in-game aura. Whether you love the dancers or you don't, or the races with the
Burrows,
it's an atmosphere. The lights going down, the Diaz stuff. The Mets Stadium, and I think the Mets brick outside is beautiful. I love the outside of Citi Field, and I like Citi Field in totality. The vibe is top shelf right now in Queens. It really is.
The team is good.
They're good, they're fun, and they're going to be better when Soto starts really hitting, we all think. And the Met fan needed to reward that, and they have. There's about 8,000 or 9,000, and I'm looking at it, more people per game this year than last year.
It coincides with two things. Number one, Soto, obviously. Number two, coming off of last season.
Yeah.
There's reason to believe and get out to the ballpark.
Yes, and that's something that you and I talked about when Steve Cohen said that about the attendance, because it's a misnomer. You think, well, you know, take the 2022 Mets when they won 101
yes.
games. That was, okay, 2022, and the year before they were whatever they were, and you think, wow, there's got to be this appreciable uptick because the Mets are, you know, over 100 wins. It's always the next year. It's crazy. And I've dived into these numbers. I think it's fast. I remember Francesi used to talk about this too. Like, you would think that the 96 Yankees attendance is through the roof. No, it really, the next year is that residual impact from the previous year. For whatever reason, that's what happens in New York baseball.
Paul's in Southington, Connecticut. What's up, Paul?
What's up, guys? How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Listen to it every day.
Awesome.
So, big Mets fan for a long time. I want to see a championship. And we all agree that center field is their biggest position of need, right?
Mm-hmm. I would agree,
So I think that would get them over the top. The Angels probably want to get rid of this guy. Bring in Mike Trout would be a perfect guy right now.
He's not a center fielder, though, right now. But he's not playing center.
He's finally healthy, though, now. He's back. He's healthy. You could get him on the cheap. You can have him and Tyrone Taylor flip.
He just got back. Good.
But you put him in this lineup where he could finally have a playoff run. Don't you think that will spark him up?
I think it would revitalize him. I think I was going to go there. Like, I'm intrigued, and thanks for the call there, by Mike Trout getting a second lease on his baseball life here. But sometimes, guys, that sounds good, and too many times the body just doesn't cooperate. I mean, he never plays. He played, forget about 2020. In 2021, he played 36 games. The next year, he played 120, but then it's down to 82. Last year, he played 29. This year, he's missed 25, 30 games.
Also, look at his numbers.
Every year, and he's not even the play. That's the other point. He's nowhere near what he was. It's a shame. I mean, Mike Trout, and he's still all-time with all the MVPs, but Mike Trout was on pace to basically be Willie Mays, man. And if you look at his baseball reference, all the bold, OPS plus, you know, OBA plus, like, these numbers are on base, home runs, steals, MVPs, top three finishes, crazy, all-time stuff. This guy scored 129 runs his second year, 123 runs at the age of 24.
You think he's already a Hall of Famer?
Yes, no question. He's a Hall of Famer for me.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, he's had about eight really great years.
His last great year was probably 2019, where he had a WAR of 7.9. Now, to be fair, even in 2022, where he played 119 games, he had a WAR of 6, and that's when he was 30. But from then, the slope is slippery. Would I take a risk on the Mets? Well, if I'm the Mets.
Money, that's the only thing, right?
I'm looking that up. Now, again, money shouldn't matter, and with Cohen, it shouldn't. You don't want to be stupid.
Yeah, but if you're going to take on money, you want to get some production out of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now, I'm looking at the money right now. He is due, right, forget about this year. He's due 37, 37, 37, 37, and 37 for the next 5 years, and not to mention what remains of this year, which is probably about $18 million. So you're talking 4, 8, 12. You're talking $153 million.
No,
Gary, that's crazy.
I'd rather trade for Trent Grisham. I mean, that's what we're talking about before.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.